The reintroduction of hard borders in response to Sydney's Northern Beaches cluster has sent a shockwave through tourism businesses just as they were starting to recover from a horror year. Many owners and managers accept that borders need to close to hotspots, but they're pushing for consistency in how state and territory governments respond to outbreaks. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
As of 1 a.m. this morning, Queensland reinstated its hard border rules for residents from Greater Sydney.
It was like, oh my God, here we go again.
Paul Donovan's the chair of Destination Gold Coast, the peak tourism body for the region. Though it's disappointing, he says the operators he represents are still able to capitalise on visitors from regional New South Wales and other states and territories.
It's nowhere near as bad as what it was going back, but still, you know, it's been a tough year when your whole business is dependent on tourism. You know, look, it is heartbreaking, but, you know, this is COVID-19.
The most recent border closures and restrictions on movement are just part of what businesses have had to deal with and prepare for all year.
Tumultuous, I suppose. A bit of a roller coaster.
Adrian Eastdown manages 4 holiday parks, 2 in Queensland and 2 in New South Wales.
The industry sort of recovered very quickly, I suppose, and bounced back quite well. So we're sort of hoping that this recent little outbreak is just a little hiccup rather than a road bump for us.
Sydney's not a huge market for Adrian Eastdown, but it's created some skittishness across the board.
What it has done is sort of made people a little bit panicky. So we're footing a lot of calls around, you know, the questions around what happens if, and, you know, when will this happen, you know, what, how will it affect me? So, and, you know, we don't sort of have a crystal ball, so we're sort of waiting for things to happen, and things change, you know, like a few times a day, as we saw in the height of the virus, you know, so we were sort of getting updates, numerous updates a day, and having to adapt our business to cater for it.
And it's for exactly this reason industry groups have renewed calls for National Cabinet to set out nationally consistent rules for managing local outbreaks.
For businesses, consistency really matters because many of them have ramped up, now they're having to ramp down.
Jennifer Westacott's the Chief Executive of the Business Council of Australia, which is representing a consortium of industry groups including the Australian Tourism Export Council, National Farmers Federation and others.
National Cabinet came up with the local hotspot definition. It would be great if we could just get that implemented nationally. It would be great if we could get one approach to how we manage and why we are doing border closures in the first instance when you're managing a local outbreak. But if we are going to do state border closures, what are going to be the rules for permitting? What would trigger a state border closure? How that's going to work? How do we notify businesses and families? What's the kind of respectable time that people need so they can get their affairs in order?
The difficulty, of course, is getting states and territories to agree on a uniform plan, something they've been unable or unwilling to do to this point.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.